I have spoken from this pulpit before. I must tell you, when I was looking around this morning, it's a different island. It's probably the same people, but it's different. We use the term Kehila Kedosha. Maybe sometimes it's wishful thinking that every Kehila is Kedosha. It's what we aim for, it's what we want to be. But this morning, it's what we are. And that makes all the difference. Kedoshim tihyu. Those two words, pronounced by Hashem Yisboach to Moshe Rabbeinu, telling him to gather all of Klal Yisrael together. Never Bahakel. The Rachaim HaKodesh says, what does it mean with Never Bahakel? Every time Moshe Rabbeinu said a shir, he got together all of Klal Yisrael. What were they doing in the Midbar? All of Klal Yisrael came to hear every word that Moshe Rabbeinu had to say. And they heard it each one four times, as the Gemara said in Eruvin. So what's the Chiddush? Daber Kol Adasim in Yisrael. Says Rachaim HaKodesh, because Hakim means Anoshim, Noshim, Vatas. Hakim means this is an important subject. And it's a subject which has to be taught. Not just to the men. It has to be taught together with the ladies and even the taf, who don't understand much what's going on. But they remember this wonderful Maimad. And we heard the word Dusha so much. They penetrate it. And I understand that this morning's gathering is an extension of the gathering in City Field. It's not a replacement, it's an extension. You feel that every neighborhood has to feel part of Klal Yisrael. And if we didn't get a chance seeing this wonderful vision in front of our eyes, we shall never forget that. You can close your eyes and see the thousands of people who presented themselves at City Field. And yes, here, they are all here together with you. And we're listening. Kedoshim Shem Tiyu. There's a lot of Gakasha. Kedoshim Shem Tiyu, is that the way out to a command? If the Rebbeinu Shalom was commanding us to be holy, he should say Kedoshim Shem Tiyu. Kedoshim Shem Tiyu sounds like a promise. You will be holy. And the Medrash mentions that. The Medrash Hafanot in the place. The Medrash says, Hahu Dissiv Yishlach Ezrecho Mikodesh. The Medrash wanting to explain, Kedoshim Tiyu says, Kedoshim Tiyu? Hahu Dissiv, that's what it says. In Tehillim, Yishlach Ezrecho Mikodesh. This doesn't make things more simple, but in the Mefarshim around, give a very interesting shot. The Medrash is coming to tell us, wants to answer this question. Why is Kedoshim Tiyu presented in such a way as a promise and not as a command? Because Hashem Yisbarach wants us to know that all we have to do is want to be holy. And then everything else you can lead to Hashem Yisbarach. Yishlach Ezrecho Mikoyfish. The Rebbein Yishloila, when it comes to Kedusha, knows everyone's difficulties. He just needs to know that you want, you understand, and then he promises you, Kedoshim Tiyu, you will become holy. Don't give up. Don't say it's impossible. And yes, when you're contemplating whether you should be holy or not, you should not be holy, you have to know that you, the Hashem Yisbarach, promised you, Kedoshim Tiyu, you will be holy. I think if we think a little bit deeper into our reactions, our feelings, on that great evening, and our reactions, yes, and even when we were talking about it, and even when we were criticizing, what were we feeling? You will realize that the Rebbein Yishloim was already fulfilling his promise of Kedoshim Tiyu. The Rambam says, the famous Rambam, where he speaks about where there is a halacha, certain situations where a person has to give a get, and and if he doesn't want to, you can force him to give a get. Force him. Makin oisoi at shiyon roitzan. You hit the person until he says, yes, I want to. Says the Rambam, and when he says, yes, I want to, it's not called forced. When he says, yes, I want to, he wants. Says the Rambam, why? Shein oimrim onus ele lemi shenilchat v'nidchak lasis dover shein emuchayi b'lo yinatel. You can force a person to sell an object, and you can say, I don't want to, and you say, you can threaten him and you can hit him till at the end he gives in and he says, right, I'll sell it. And that's not called selling. He was forced. But that is because there's no mitzvah in a Torah to sell. Says the Rambam, but there is a mitzvah in a Torah to sell. You have to know that every Yid wants to do the Rosh Hashem. And if it's a mitzvah, he wants to do the mitzvah. Right, Tani! He has the Yetzer Hara, he has circumstances, he has Litzonim around him, he has just different things to prevent him from saying, doing what he really wants to do. So Makin Oisoi, all we do is we take away all this, the external disturbances that stop him from allowing his Rotzen to come out. And when he says, yes, I want, he's relieved. Because that's what he really wants. That's the psychology of the Yid, says Rambam. The Tichor Zeh Shoma Roitze Lagarash Miacha Shuhu Roitze Liyois V'Yisroel. He wants to be Yid. Then Roitze Hu Lashes Kol HaMitzvus Ol Yisrachik Min HaVeiros. He really wants to do all the mitzvahs and to distance himself from any HaVeiros. The Yitzhak who should talk for him. The Yitzhak that hold him in one way or another. The Chilam Shuhuka at Shetoshas Yitzhak. So then he was hit. He was forced. What does it be forced? His Yitzhahara was forced out of it. Shetoshas Yitzhahara, his Yitzhahara became weaker. Once a Yid says, Roitz'ani on a mitzvah of Hashem, then he means it with all his heart. That's the Metzius of a Yid, that's Tao Kedusha. Getlichkeit. We're all Getlicha mentioned. And the Getlichkeit comes out whenever we take one, we are helped to leave behind the other cheshbonos of the Yetzirah. Then immediately the rotzen comes out. I felt immediately. It came to me as a surprise. It's not something that I was expecting. But after the Asifa, one felt the whole Kehillah, the thousands and thousands of Yidden, as if they were shouting, Roitzani. One saw there was a Roitzani. And everyone was looking for an Eitzah. We have to hold on to this consciousness of the Roitzani that lies within each one of us. And allow us to express ourselves, to ignore the cynics, and yes, say to each other, that's the Koyach HaRabim, because there were so many people, and everybody wants the same thing. Roitzani! And we've heard here a wonderful Hadrocha for your Rabbonim. May Yishuz Lach Helsen to give you the Koyach to theorize. To give you the Koyach to actually carry out what the Rabbonim here told you they think are the basics. And the Eid Hashem is born from the basics to go further and further. Kedoshim Tiyu, we have been promised the Kedoshim Tiyu. We want to be Kedoshim. The Rabbonim is going to have us to be Kedoshim.